Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Today, we will answer an essential question. What happens to humans if AI can do almost everything that humans can do today? We will look at the finance professional of 2035. As usual, today we published another article. We call it Look at the Finance Professional 2035. And as I said, we try to answer an essential question. What happens when artificial intelligence can autonomously manage the finance function? Will it be the end of the finance professional as we know it? The answer is yes, it will. And that's probably scary to some, but it may not be as bad as you think. Let's break this down. What's important to the younger workforce today? Making an impact. Do most finance professionals feel like they're making an impact today? Too often, that's not the case. Instead, they feel overwhelmed by busy work and barely have time to complete their finance processes. Having time spent with business leaders? Slim to none chance of that. AI will first free time for all the activities we'd love to do, but don't find time. That means that we can realize the ambition of the lights out finance function, as Deloitte termed it back in the day. Instead, we can spend our time with business leaders, working on their critical priorities, generating value for the company. That means we'll significantly elevate our impact. How can that be anything but a good thing? While this is good, of course, it doesn't come without challenges. We need to develop new skills to fulfill this new look role of problem-solving business people armed with data-driven insights, as I'm sure you've heard about. So in this week's show, we explore the skills most finance professionals need in 2035. Before we do that, here's a question for you. Are you concerned about whether you'll be relevant as a finance professional in 2035 or not? Let us know in the comments and let's just check in on the audience here before we start digging into all the skills. We also had a comment from Emmanuel. Said AI and finance could change everything. It might seem daunting, but it's also an opportunity. It could free up finance pros to focus on impactful work. Exciting times ahead indeed, Andrews. Great perspective. It should be and feel exciting. So I feel, hope you feel too. Sharon says here, I can see she's concerned, and I get it. It's a lot to take in, right? So let's talk about what are the skills we need to develop and how they will help us in 2035. The good news is we have 10 years to develop them, right? So another good news is it's all about the human skills. The relevant skills for finance professionals to develop towards 2035 are those that AI struggles to mimic. Naturally, this is a race against time as AI continues to develop in new areas. So we need to constantly be a few steps ahead. This is not easy. It requires constant awareness about AI capabilities and adopting a serious growth mindset. So let's talk about the skills that definitely. So we need to develop this growth mindset and a willingness to constantly learn new things. These are things that finance professionals have historically struggled with, but now there's no way around. So when we formulated the vision for the finance function in 2035, which is think AI first to realize the people potential of your finance function, we also consider what skills will be relevant to develop. So here's a relook at the list. Technology use and development, technology design, programming, resilience and stress management, complex problem solving, leadership and social influence, critical thinking, creativity, originality, and innovation, active learning, analytical thinking, and reasoning and ideation. So some of them will actually be easier for finance professionals to develop, others perhaps a bit harder. The two first skills on the list relate to developing and deploying technology, which will remain relevant for finance professionals. The other eight relate to human skills. AI struggles to mimic or can only do at a relatively basic level. So we're going to review each of these and discuss how it will be relevant to finance professionals of the future. And we just check in on James here. James says, finance will always be a key role within business, but as this video suggests, it will just change. Yes, I think that is what it is. And that is the role we have played throughout thousands of years. And it just continues to evolve. Okay, so technology development and deployment. We'll review the first two under one heading, since they are closely linked. It doesn't mean you're done because you have digitized or automated a process. Going from digitization to automation is one step. Going from slow and error-prone automation to faster and higher quality automation is another step. Constantly improving your automation efforts while implementing new rules and regulations is a third step. Technology is far from a one-and-done thing. So you'll need finance professionals who can drive the continuous technological development of the finance function in 2000. Resilience and stress management. Living in a world undergoing constant change will freak most people out, one point or another. This challenge has just elevated a notch or two in finance because many of our tasks are highly automatable. So instead of feeling ahead of the curve in valued employees, we constantly feel targeted and at risk of losing our jobs. Naturally, this is challenging for anyone to live through, but it's a given. That's why we need to enhance our resiliency and stress management capabilities. We should embrace a challenge accepted mindset. For those that are How I Met Your Mother fans, I think Bonnie always accepting challenges there, but we should have that too, almost no matter what, how crazy it is. But we're excited about the continuous development of our function and the opportunities it gives us to play new roles. Not easy, definitely something we can do. Then there's the complex problem solving. Ask ChatGPT or any GPT to give you a solution to a specific problem. He'll provide you with a few different generic solution options. Feed ChatGPT with your particular context, and it'll give you some more relevant solution options. However, it still has a pretty generic approach. No matter what your problem is, ChatGPT will not give you a solution that's specifically designed to address your problem with your exact root causes and your exact resources, staffing, and so on. Only you, the people you work with, can do this. That's why companies need finance professionals to engage in complex problem solving. Need you to bring your unique perspective and insights into the process. You may even be asked to facilitate the problem solving process to ensure the best possible solution is found. Please don't wait for ChatGPT to do this for you. Go ahead and develop these skills today. Then we have leadership and influence. Have you tried to convince people to do something specific? Have you tried to get them to agree, but nothing happened afterward? Probably all tried this and been left to wonder why we didn't get the impact we're looking for. Concerns on lack of influencing skills. The fact that no one leads the way through execution. Finance professionals have just started to develop these skills in recent years, and we have much catching up to do. In addition, many finance professionals have believed that their jobs was done when a decision was made. Or, as one finance leader stated recently in one of our training programs that we run, she said, the job is not done when the Excel model is done. Fortunately, many of us have been thinking like that. No, we need to be close to execution and positively follow up on decisions made and the impact they create. As soon as we realize we're not getting the intended impact, we need to raise it and act to get things back on track or take different actions. This requires leadership skills. Then we have critical thinking. This is a skill that's probably difficult for most to describe succinctly. To me, it's the simple skill of separating what's important from what's not. It's deploying your time and efforts to where you can make the most significant impact and helping others do the same. It's also an ability to quickly pick up on issues in meetings and discussions and move along an agenda. This may sound fluffy, but it can significantly enhance your impact and make you much more efficient. It helps with experience. Of course, it's also linked to your IQ, for sure. Let's not forgo that. But it can definitely make a big difference. Okay, then we have creativity, originality, and innovation. You've probably heard the famous quote by Charles H. Jewell, the commissioner of the U.S. Patent Office, who in 1889, so 140 years ago almost, said, "Everything that can be invented has been invented." Probably one of the most significant misstatements of all time. Stating it today would be just as misleading. Simply because we cannot imagine more things being invented doesn't mean they won't be invented. You could translate this idea into the corporate world as well. It would be applicable across all functions and departments. For finance professionals, it would be relevant when we hear statements like, "We did it before and it didn't work," or "Our customers won't buy it," or etc. This shouldn't prevent us from sharing insights and suggesting actions, even if they have been offered before. Circumstances change and new solutions need to be explored. We may not be the only ones carrying this torch, but we should hold it too. Then there's active learning, probably almost goes without saying. To stay ahead, you must constantly learn new things and push others to do the same. Day you don't learn is a day that AI gets one step closer to making you relevant. I know it sounds tough, that is what it is. Then there's analytical thinking. The ball is here, probably one that AI can most easily mimic. Yet AI may not always be around to ask when we discuss specific topics. If a new idea gets thrown on the table, we must quickly analyze the pros and cons and share an opinion. Imagine you're in the meeting, you're discussing something, you're like, "Let me just go back and ask my ChatGPT for that." All right? This is often what we're there for. And for that, we need analytical thinking. Final one, reasoning and ideation. These are sub-elements of many other skills and are highly useful in influencing and problem-solving, to name a few. Our ability to use logic in our reasoning often be valued trade and business discussions. So we should continue to develop this skill. As for ideation, we shouldn't feel the pressure to come up with the next big idea all the time. However, we should be ready to catch it when someone else brings it up, be prepared to facilitate the ideation process whenever needed. Question for you, which of these skills do you feel you're the strongest in today? Let us know in the comments. Curious to hear. We need to develop all these, I would say. First, there's room for some that are more technical, so in the technology sphere, definitely not people there as well. We need many of the human skills, of course, coupled with our strong foundations. We still need to be able to understand those to query our AI systems, to understand the output and so on. So finance will continue to be relevant as well. So let us know which of your drivers are. Put it in the comments. Happy to hear that as well. So we know that it's a tall order for finance professionals. Your head may even be on the brink of explosion. How can you meaningfully develop all these skills and remain relevant in 2035? The good news is that we have more than 10 years to do. The challenge is that many of these are likely outside your comfort zone today. As with any tall order, meet your client. Helpful to break it down into pieces. Identify which skills you are stronger in today. Start developing those as a spike, something you are expert at. Then use it to drive impact in your job and get some early successes. Use these successes to fuel your efforts to learn the following skills. Be specific about which use cases you can practice these skills in. Otherwise, you won't be able to learn meaningfully. I have gone through this journey myself as well. I don't claim to be expert in all these skills listed here, especially not the technology skills by all means. But 10 years ago, 2014, I made a must-win battle for myself. I said, "Anders, if you want to have a successful career, you need to become better at networking and developing relationships." I started to throw myself out there. And believe me, I'm the type of person that prefers to arrive at a networking event and stand in the corner with myself. The same, I still do it sometimes, especially if it's outside a professional environment. I learned some techniques of how to approach people, how to scan the room for the right constellation of people to talk to. You know what? It worked for most part. Sometimes it doesn't, and that's fine. You can't be successful with everything. So from that, I started the journey of actually becoming much better at the skill of business property, which of course we're talking about, interacting more with people, trying to understand their agenda, their priorities, building relationships. And I did that for some years till I became a consultant, where let's be honest, I need to sell as well. But selling many aspects is also about building relationships. That skill I had made a wise balance for myself to develop, still using that. And I can become a lot better at it. But making that commitment to grow, to learn, to get new things, that's what's important. Make that commitment today and you will be successful probably before 2035. It doesn't have to take 10 years. For me, 10 years. It doesn't have to take you 10 years. Question for you here, the final question of the day, which skill or skills do you plan on developing next? Let us know in the comments to hear from you as well. Follow this process. Over time, you will have developed enough of these skills to remain relevant in 2035 and beyond. Take the first step today and you'll be fine. I'm fine. You'll be fine. I know it can be concerning, scary for some. We've heard a lot of people on the show over the years, but they are concerned about this. And I get it. Start learning. Stop putting one foot ahead of the next, and you will get there. Hopefully, you now have a better understanding of what it takes to be a successful finance professional in 2035. It's an exciting future. Next week, we're going to round off this series talking about finance 2035 with a look at the new dawn in the finance function, trying to take a tour of what it's like to work in the finance function 10 years from now. Maya says, CSRD reporting. Skill, perhaps not, but definitely a big topic to get into. That's especially for European professionals and companies. That's a big one. So I can understand a lot of time effort is going into that one. And Daniel says, web development. Yes, if that's what you're interested in. Of course, it goes well to the technology pieces. So was playable in finance, perhaps, but great to hear you made that commitment, Daniel. Keep working on those skills. It's going to be important. Okay, so with that, thanks a lot for your interaction in today's show. But next week, as I said, we'll round off this series here. The first series on the video here. It's been exciting to deliver this new format to you, and we'll continue to develop the format as well.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.